Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shira's sponsor for the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Tzadiches and Noiz V'Odor addition, Perek Shishasar, the 16th Perek, starting Alocha Gimel in the bottom of Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. Zog the Mishnah. Metzili Mazoin Shalosh Seudos. If there is a fire and you need to save items from the fire, you could save up to 3 meals. For Shabbos, because Shabbos you have to have 3 meals, we'll see in a moment. If you need food for a human being, you take food for a human being. If you need food for an animal, you can save food for the animal. Ketzad, what's exactly the case? Do we allow you to do 3 meals? If the fire fell on Friday night, Leila Shabbos, so Matzilim Azon Gimel Sudos, you can take 3 Sudos, one for the 3 meals, as we'll see in the Gemara. B'shachris, if the fire fell on the morning, matzil mazon shtei sudos, you save the mazon of 2 meals. B'mincha matzil mazon sudachas, a mincha you save only 1 meal. B'yisayim elo'ilo matzil mazon shalosh sudos. Reisi says, you can always save 3 meals. Because Rabban gave you a minimum shear that you need for Shabbos, but that applies for every minute on Shabbos. Morning, afternoon, evening, you always could save 3 sudos. So the one that says Chesam Udalef at the top. Rabboin Barchio B'shem Rabbo B'memel Terem Nechemihi. This whole Mishnah that says that you're not allowed to say more than Gimel Sudos, that goes like Rabbi Nechemihi. Toma'eni Tolim Elo Tzoyich. He says you can't carry things unless you need to use the things themselves. But according to Rabbanon, the argument of Nechemia, they hold you can carry a kli minachom alatzel, a kli shemlachto le'eter, you can take it out of the sun. You could save it. So here you could save food even though you don't need it. But according to Nechemiah, you can carry only things that you're going to use on Shabbos. So therefore, you can take only the meals that you'll eat on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, no, that applies also according to Rabbanan. Why? There we talk about regarding Mukzeh. So say Rabbanan, anything in the house is mukhan, is ready to be used. A person has his mind to use it. If you tell him he can take as much as he wants, he's going to start taking food to prepare for tomorrow. And now you're not allowed to do on Shabbos to prepare for the next day. So therefore, Rabbanan will agree here that they gave a limit of how much food could he save on from the fire. That's the use of the Yerushalmi. I mean, this goes like the Shita that holds that you need to have 4 meals on Shabbos. The Omar, the Girso of Reb Chaim is, Omar, Oichli Mishabbos, Arba Sudas. He holds you can eat 4 meals on Shabbos. You have to eat 4 meals on Shabbos. Why? Because the Gemara understands over here when it says on a Friday night, Leil Shabbos, you say 3 meals, you already ate Sudas Leil Shabbos. So why does he need another 3 meals? Because we're going with the opinion of the holds, you have to have 4 meals. So they want Tipotma Shinafel Leiko Leil Shabbos Achelo Yochla. Now the case is, the fire happened on Friday night on Leil Shabbos before he ate his meal. So he still needs 3 sudas. That's why it says 3 meals. So it's going to be Yom Kippur Michael and Mimar. I mean, Yom Kippur, if you say everything depends on what he needs to eat, on Yom Kippur, there's no food. So what could he save? According to Rabbanan in the Mishnah, the whole you can save only what you're going to eat. Lo yatzel klum, you're not going to save anything? No, 1 meal you could save in Yom Kippur to be able to eat immediately after the fast, because a sakana, if someone won't have anything to eat, he may go into sakana. Someone who's sick, who doesn't have a lot, doesn't eat too much, or a katon, a child, doesn't eat too much, so you save him bebeinus. Bebeinus means you could give it, you could save more food than what they need. You go based on the shear, the larger shear of adam beinoni. Ule rafton, someone who's very hungry and eats much more, kedem izon, you take even more. In other words, you go to kulo. You either take the average or you take whatever this person eats. Now the Gemara says the same idea, just the opposite regarding eruv. When you do an eruv, do eruv chatzeres, you have to put 2 breads, 2 sudas for each person. So there, lechoyle lekato kedem izon. For the sick and the child, you don't have to give 2 big meals. You give whatever he needs, the minimum amount. Well, the rafton bebeinu, and the rafton eats a lot, you give him the average. You don't have to give him the regular meal that he takes. So we always go lekulo. Sigmatani ein ma'arimim. You don't trick the system. You don't do a rama to take more. Meaning you don't invite guests that don't have to eat to tell them to save for themselves when they don't really need it. Rabbi Yisi Barabon, according to the Gusar of Chaim, Rabbi Yisi Barabudo, so he holds Oma Marimin. You can invite guests that don't need the food and tell them that each one should save 3 meals. There's a rice that says you save the food, as much guests you think you're going to bring, then you go and find some guests to apply to these foods. First, invite the guests that you need, and then they're going to save. You could save and then invite the guest. And he says you could trick the system. You could do haramo. So you could also save and then bring the guest. You have to first invite to make sure they need the food. And therefore, you need to have the guest ready to take the food before you start saving the food. Says the one, Tani af mechabin lehatzil. This goes regarding Kisvei HaKodesh that says you can blow out the fire, you can extinguish the fire in order to save the Kisvei HaKodesh. So what must this Reb Shimon? This price that says you can do this, Shita Reb Shimon, Domein Dova Mishmu Shvus Oyme Pnei Kisvei HaKodesh, holds anything there Rabbanon does not stand in front of Kisvei HaKodesh, and this is called the Rabbanon because the Melacha Shein Tzich Legufo. I'm extinguishing the fire not because something that happens when the fire extinguished, I'm just trying to save the Kisvei HaKodesh. It's the Rabbanon, and according to Reb Shimon, that should be fine. So the one Tanya Metamim Lahatzil. You can even go and take Maisa Sheni and make a tum bibayadaim. Person whose tummy will pick up food to Maisa Sheni in order to save it. So the Gemara of Atani Bechol Koidish Lesigo Lerabba Satrum. We know in the Pasuk it says that a person whose tummy is not allowed to touch Koidish, which means Trumo. And we learned he Trumo, he Maisa Sheni. The same thing applies by Trumo and Maisa Sheni. It's a Yisudur Raiso to make the Maisa Sheni tummy. So there were the Gemara questions. How can you do that? You're a Yisudur Raiso. Now, the Gemara is going to quote here, as many times as Yerushalmi does, we mentioned earlier that true Maisa Sheni are the same. We had another sentence that doesn't belong to our sugi at all, belongs to sugi there. My kedoin nuvachali aseh b'shabes kedech shoyseh b'choyel. That on Shabbos, you don't do the same like you do b'choyel. Not neged to our sugi, just brought in here because it was a continuation of the sentence before. So the Gemara stays with the question, how can you mitam in the Maisa Sheni? The same way you save in the fire, that's you also save when you have an army coming to capture Am Yisrael, or a river that overflows, or a mapilus when you have stones that are falling in the city, or anything that causes everything to get lost, so then you could save things the same way you save in the fire. If you have one basket full of food, so even though we said you could save only three meals, but if they have a basket with so much, with a lot of food in it, you just grab the one basket and that's it. Says the Mishnah continues after Seichas with base. I'll be sheesh for mass sudas, even though there's 100 meals over there. Ve'igul shel velo, when you have the figs that are stick together, if it's one, you save the whole thing, even though there's much more sudas. Ve'chavet she'ayin, also a barrel of wine, even though you have much more than one you need. Ve'oimer lachem, you can tell others, bo v'tzio lachem, you go save for yourself. And then after Shabbos, they'll give it to him. If they're smart. So they're going to ask for him to pay them after Shabbos. Where do you save it to? Different than Kisvei HaKodesh that we learned before. They could go even to a place that has no Eruv. But food, you have to go into Chotzo that has an Eruv. B'Mesayu says, you make it by a Sreifo, even to a Chotzo that does not have Eruv. So a Mishnah that says you could save one basket that has in it many meals. It goes like a Beis. In other words, Rabbi Yossi holds that you have a fixed amount you could take, three meals. So if I have one basket, you take one basket with all the food. But according to Rabbanan, you do a cheshbon exactly what you need. So the fact you have one basket will not allow you to take the entire basket. So the one became in Shekula Guf Echod came in Shekula Suda Achas because it's one piece considered to be one Suda. According to Pnei Moshe, the Gemara is saying no. Really, Mishnah goes even according to Rabbanon. Rabbanon allowed to take one Suda if you need it and not more. This is considered to be one Suda. One basket doesn't require more Ticho. We consider it to be like one Suda. Says the Gemara, Vayim Lachem Bovatzio Lachem. It tells others, you come save for yourself. Shekin Tarikom Lazmin Orchim Shabbos. It's normal for on Shabbos to invite guests. So you can tell others, you come, you can take some food because that's part of the norm of what you do in Shabbos. If you pick him, Oisim Mechesh Malachah Shabbos. After Shabbos, they do a cheshbon with him. They ask for money. Says the Gemara, Tamon Taninon Maniach Taliso Etzlo Voisim Mechesh Malachah Shabbos. We learn later in the Masechta, someone borrows from his friend. So, and he can't really make any cheshbonis on Shabbos. So he leaves by him some kind of collateral. He leaves his coat by there. And then he knows he has a mashko and he's going to have to pay him. So says the Gemara, Tamana tor mashkunin gabei, ocho ma'isloch. There, there's a mashko. That will force the person, the balabais, to pay. But here, where is the, what's going to force the balabais to pay? That's what we call him wise. Meaning, he's not going to give the food to Balabais until the Balabais pays. He's not going to give the food right away on Shabbos. He'll take the food with him, and wait till Shabbos, Balabais comes and tells him, please give me back the food. He says, first pay me, and then I'll give it back to you, and that itself will be the mashkon. Halacha is the Mishnah. To the chotzer that we said before, he takes out all clay tashrish that he needs. He wears anything he can wear. If he puts on himself whatever he can put on himself. In other words, he takes as many clothes as he wants. Whatever he can put on his body, he can take. He says, no, he can take only 18. More than 18 is not a levush anymore. Then when he goes out, he takes out his clothes, goes back in, puts on more clothes. And he can tell others also, do the same thing. Wear your clothes and take it out. And then when you finish, you can come back and take more clothes. Says the Gemara, "Beisoyimish shwenasakli, you could do 18 kalim." So the Gemara now goes through the list of kalim. Ve'eiluim, what is it? Miktoyrin, that's the top coat. Nikoli, that's a wide levush that he used to wear. Upundo is a belt that they used to wear on top of the clothes. Upilyoin is a type of sheet that they put on top of them. Uma poiris is to cover the head. Vekoilvin shalpishton, that is underwear. Vecholuk shaltsemer is the choluk on his body, which is more like an undershirt. Vishtei amfalyois, that's the socks. Shnei savrikin, type of kerchiefs. Shnei avarikim, which is the type of pants they put in the shakaim. Shnei min olim, the shoes. The koyva shebirosh, he puts a hat on his head. The chogush shememoistov, he puts a belt on himself, the inner belt. The sudarim shaz roisov, some kerchief that he puts on his hands. Similar to what the Gemara said before, the reason why he could do it, because it's the norm to do on Shabbos. People do lend clothes on Shabbos. It happens. Someone can come to his friend and say, can you lend me your coat? Can you lend me your jacket? People lend clothes on Shabbos. So therefore, it's not considered to be something which is out of the ordinary to come and tell people, you could go and borrow clothes, go into the fire, take as many clothes as you want, and then they remove it, take it again, because people do borrow clothes on Shabbos. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Tav Tzadik Ches.